Goldman Sachs faces more grilling over its role in the global financial meltdown.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiatakis. There's word Goldman Sachs just got a subpoena. For months, there's been talk that prosecutors in New York could go after Goldman for the investment bank's involvement in the global financial crisis. A couple of weeks ago, the firm's representatives went before the Manhattan DA to explore questions raised in Senator Carl Levin's 635-page report on the matter. And now the subpoena. More on the significance of this from Marketplace's Gregory Warner.
Since the financial crisis, Mark Rifkin, a partner at the New York law firm Wolf Haldenstein, has been asking this question.
Why aren't the banks that the government had to bail out, why aren't they being held accountable to the American public who is paying the price for this collapse?
Today, the Manhattan DA issued Goldman Sachs a subpoena. That's a request for information, not a charge, but it probably means the DA is looking into whether Goldman Sachs broke any state or federal laws. It comes 6 weeks after a report by Senator Carl Levin detailing how the bank knowingly sold toxic investments to pension funds and other clients.
This could very well be the first of several subpoenas issued to other participants in the financial markets, not just Goldman Sachs.
A spokesman for Goldman Sachs said, quote, subpoenas are a normal part of the information request process, and when we receive them, we cooperate fully. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Wall Street is digesting even more discouraging economic news. Factory orders have fallen with less demand from businesses. And while fewer people claimed unemployment last week, application levels are still stubbornly high. Which leads us to the sorry numbers. Key indexes are sliding again at this hour. The Dow is down another 90 points. Ouch, day two. The NASDAQ has lost 0.33%. The S&P 500 has carved off another 0.67%. Might be worse, but for a bit of good news today, a handful of retailers beat sales expectations for May, led by a better than 7% boost for Macy's. Today's the day for opening arguments in a much-watched insider trading case. A financial researcher is accused of passing on inside tips about a couple of leading computer chip makers. Patricia Hurtado is a reporter covering the case for Bloomberg News, and she's at the courthouse. This case involves something known as expert networking. What's that about?
Well, it was a firm that basically had people that had some expertise in some publicly held company, and they would talk to hedge fund managers about the topic and trends, you know, how is the chip-making industry looking, how do suppliers working. It was supposed to be general terms, but what the trial alleges is that it got corrupted and that non-public information was passed to hedge fund managers who were able to trade on that information ahead of a public announcement.
Yeah, I was going to ask how that could be insider trading. It sounds kind of borderline to me.
That's the argument that's been made, that expert networking really wasn't wrong. Certainly the defense, some of these people who've been accused of these insider trading charges have argued that their clients were basically doing what anyone else would do. This is information that if you were just really good at your job and you're a very aggressive hedge fund manager, you would be on top of the topics and the new developments. So the government alleges that it was corrupted, though, that the information was given like earnings ahead of a public announcement.
Could this case have wider-reaching ripples?
Well, I mean, it does for the hedge fund industry because, A, some of them are worried that they may be next. I mean, their FBI executed search warrants at a lot of hedge funds this fall. So it certainly does for the hedge fund industry. There's been some concern of maybe we should reconsider the usage of such expert networking firms.
Patricia Hurtado with Bloomberg News. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
In Atlanta today, Home Depot shareholders are voting on political spending. This grows out of a landmark Supreme Court ruling last year that the government can't stop companies from supporting political causes. But shareholders are a different story. Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta.
Home Depot operates under 8 core guiding values, everything from excellent customer service to giving back to communities to fostering a respect for all people. But Julie Goodridge says Home Depot's political contributions are out of line with that last one.
If you're going to give to political candidates as a corporation, you better make doggone sure that those candidates uphold everything that your company stands for.
Goodridge is CEO of North Star Asset Management, a Boston investment firm. Its portfolio includes Home Depot stock specifically because of the company's commitment to diversity. She says because shareholders own Home Depot, they should decide.
They were giving to candidates who were actively rolling back the rights of GLBT people in the states in which they did business.
Home Depot says choosing how to make political contributions is the role of executives, not shareholders. But the Securities and Exchange Commission disagreed, saying shareholders do have that right. Thus, today's vote. Home Depot is the first of what will likely be a long string of such votes. Bill Busby is an administrative law professor at Emory University.
Certainly other corporations might seek to challenge the SEC's ruling because it will act as precedent for other companies.
Even if shareholders vote to take control of political contributions, the measure is non-binding, meaning Home Depot executives could just ignore it. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
And finally, this is not your grandmother's Geritol. Now, in case you're too young to remember, Geritol is a vitamin tonic, long used as a dietary supplement to fight the effects of aging. Lawrence Welk used to advertise it. What do you mean, who's Lawrence Welk? Anyway, Grandma probably never imagined this would come along to compete with Geritol. But the Wall Street Journal takes note today there's a growing market among older Americans for the buzz of those 5-hour energy shots, up to now popular with tired truckers and students amping themselves up to study. Still more evidence the boomers certainly aren't babies anymore. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines. At Marketplace, we believe it can be lots of things like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
So whether you need news or the numbers or a good laugh, join us for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.